All right, time for Boots and Salutes on this Thursday morning. The numbers are 938-0600 or toll-free 1-800-667-3727. And you can start things off. Good morning.
Good morning. Yesterday, you were driving along Spadina going under the 25th Street Bridge, and there's some tents set up there with some people around it. Does anybody know anything about it?
Like camping tents or like Shakespeare on the Saskatchewan tents?
No, camping.
No, I haven't heard anything.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. The voice of common sense would say euthanize this poor kitten and save another kitten that's going to be euthanized anyway, and it's too bad the teens couldn't suffer the same fate. Thank you.
Boots and Salutes, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I'd like to a couple of salutes in the boot, if I may. The salutes are to the Hafford Seniors Club for putting on an excellent supper last night at Redberry Regional Park, and the concessionaire there did a great job of putting on food. And a big boot to whoever thinks that at 5 o'clock you should start crop dusting with 2-3 planes in the area of Hafford, like about 5 miles out. Ridiculous. 5 o'clock. And they kept going until 6:30 in the morning.
Thanks for the call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to just give the city a great big thank you for down by the weir, all the work that's gone into all that and whoever else has all contributed to it, because it's really nice and makes it really nice to go for walks and enjoy the scenery and stuff like that. So.
Absolutely agree. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I'd just like to give the city of Saskatoon a big boot for letting these First Nations set up their TVs in their parks. It's supposed to be some sort of a healing for them, but the ones that need the healing are the rural people that have to put up with them.
Yeah. 938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727 for your thoughts and comments this morning on Boots and Salutes. I want to go to the CJWWRadio.com website for just a second, where you can have your say all the time. You go. Asks, do you know anyone who doesn't know how to swim? Blows my mind. So far, 95% of people say yes, they know someone that doesn't know how to swim.
I was racking my brain. I don't know that I know anybody who doesn't know how to swim. And you know what? We know how to swim right from the beginning, Dave. Right from birth, we know how to swim. Somewhere along the line, we get a fear and we lose the ability, and then we have to, you know, get it back again. I had a niece, and when she was one, they sent me a video of her swimming. Now, she's not doing the breaststroke or anything like that, but she's able to float. She's able to swim, and the reason they did it is because they had a swimming pool, and so they needed to make sure that she was water safe as soon as she was able to walk around. And so at one year, she was floating and swimming and doing all that great stuff.
You know, as a parent that has tried to book my kids into swimming lessons in the city of Saskatoon, and the gong show that is, I'm amazed that there are people
yeah,
who don't know
kidding.
How to swim. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Hey, I was up at that Ag in Motion yesterday. That was quite the show, but I got a boot for them because I'm in a wheelchair, and that whole ground, they only had one porta potty that was wheelchair accessible, and it was full. It was needed to be dumped, so they need to get more porta potties up there around the grounds that you can get into.
All right, well, we'll pass it along. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hey, I just want to boot that guy complaining about the crop dusters. Sometimes the farmers don't have any control over when they come because they're super busy. And maybe you should think about it when he eats next time. Thank you. Bye.
Boots and Salutes. Good morning.
Good morning. I'd like to give a big salute to all the people at Sturgeon Lake Regional Park. I had a little accident with my bicycle, and I fell off, and then had to go into Shelbrooke Hospital, and the doctors and nurses, they stitched me up, and I'm 100% again.
Well, that's great to hear.
Very nice.
Glad that you're on the mend. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi. I have a boot.
Go ahead.
I would like to boot those people who tied that kitten to the swing and pepper sprayed it.
Totally agreed. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Some mornings I find you guys so funny. Like, everybody knows how to swim. like myself, I swim like a rock.
That's right. It depends on how you want to swim. Good point.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to salute all the old-timers from Bridge City Speedway giving you that checkered flag.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Salute all the old-timers.
Hi there. If you turn your radio down, we'll be able to hear you.
Go ahead.
Oh, lost you. Sorry about that. 938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727.
Hey, can I encourage everybody to check out? We have a quilt auction going on right now to raise money for the D-camps, diabetes camps. There's one at Christopher Lake. There are not very many across Canada, but we do have one here in Saskatchewan at Christopher Lake. And Myrna Stone, who is from Loreburn, diagnosed as type 2 in September, she handmade a quilt. Over 1,000 hours have gone on to this quilt. She called us and said, hey, can you guys raise some money for Diabetes Canada with this thing? So he said, yeah, we'll auction it off. Right now, Wayne has given us a bid of $500. And Dave's mother-in-law says if this thing goes for less than $1,000, yep, it's a travesty. It's highway robbery because this is beautiful and handmade. There is no machine stitching on this at all. Myrna did it with her hands.
Wow.
Yeah, terrific. It's beautiful. And you can see a photo of it on our Facebook page.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yes, I have a salute for Premier Moe. He announced that he was going to give us our PST back on our AgriPac. Well, I got a $9.32 check in the mail, and I got it was five different correspondents to get that check. So isn't he really smart?
Boots and Salutes. Good morning.
Good morning. Where's the rain? All I hear all week is rain, 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 and it's not raining yet.
Well, it depends where you are. Campbell Lake would probably disagree with you, as would Christopher Lake, I'm guessing. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, good morning.
Sorry, go ahead.
I have a baseball in my hand in very good shape. Very good shape. It's got CJWW750 on it and Fire Phoenix. And on the other side, it has, Saskatoon Riots, professional football boy, 1994.
Oh, wow.
Little collector's item. That's right on.
Yeah, it's in very good shape.
Well, thank you for the call. Yeah, that's one. That's one that we haven't seen in a while.
Hey, by the way, I forgot if you want to make a bid on this quilt, 306-938-0600. You can text us, too.
Yes, that's right. Or a call, of course, toll-free, or go to our Facebook fan page. Okay, that's going to do it for Boots and Salutes today for Northern Factory Workwear, where they've got you covered. Coming up after 8 o'clock, we've got Legendary Country from Reba. Johnny Reed is coming up, plus going to hear from Brett Eldridge. Easy for me to say. Birthdays, anniversaries, too, including that trivia question that could make you a winner. All here with the Moo Crew and CJW.